in some ways, do you just kind of chalk it up to the plays were there, they just weren't being executed right, pucks going off sticks, you know, scoring chances that were generated were pretty good quality ones?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I guess we could execute a little better. I don't know if that's... We probably could say the same thing about them, too. They had some pretty good chances that didn't go in the net. So if you even that out, I don't know. I wouldn't say we had more chances that didn't go in than they did. I was probably even... They probably... I don't know what the final stats were. Maybe they had darn near 80 shots thrown at our net. I don't know if we had 50 maybe at their net. And a lot of those came in the third, not the first period. So, I don't know. They played better than we did. That's it.
So it's a tiebreaker then, the first two periods. That's when you got
that would, I would say that's pretty safe to say. They were in our zone for quite some time in the first two periods. We had a chance in the 5-on-3 to get one back. If you look back now, that probably bites us on the backside a little bit. If that one goes in, then you only get another one, so maybe we're still playing. But, it was very similar to the Chicago game, to be honest. I'm saying it just kind of flowed the same way, but we couldn't get this one to overtime.
You see any similarities in how the starts began in terms of what led to those, you know, the outshot in both first periods on Tuesday and here? Like, what was the common theme and how you guys were?
We had a day off before both games, so you know, it was the travel, got back at, 3:30 or 4:15 in the morning. Does that hurt us? I can't sit here and say. It's 82 games, long year, but we got to come out better. I mean, the first 5 minutes, I thought we kind of were rolling pretty well, so that's why I don't think we had that bad a start. It just kind of went south for the next 15. And it wasn't that we just were spending time in our end. I didn't think we were giving up unreal chances by them. But all of a sudden you look at the clock and the period finishes and the shots were like 17-something. I don't know, I think they had a power play in there that they generated quite a few attempts. But I don't know, like it wasn't, as I said, like every line was kind of going in the beginning, and for some reason it fell apart.
It seemed like you were a little rattled on the Johnson penalty, the goaltender interference, that there was some frustration that came out of that.
You're opening up a door that's been open all year. I don't have the answer to it. I don't know why it's not being called, why it gets called. Just consistency would be great. I don't know. I get to see it once. I saw on the replay, you pushed in. Like, well, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but they're making the calls, which is fine. It's just, I don't know. Somewhere got to find consistency, or somebody's got to find it. I don't know. But that's frustrating, but that didn't cost us the game or anything.
No, but it just seemed like for a little bit that it kind of affected the team's play.
Well, there was a whole bunch of different things. One was, young team, we probably could have handled it a little bit better, but you know, one puck goes down for icing that we thought was a clear icing and doesn't get called, and then one goes flipped in the air for icing that wasn't sure could have been called and gets called. So I think there was a lot of things mounting up, but that's not the reason we were down 2-0. Like, it went both ways. There was a time... Goody might have taken the feet out of a player and on their team, and they didn't call it. So it works both ways. And what comes around goes around. So that was water under the bridge.
I know you're off to a good start, mm-hmm. but you called this game just like the Chicago game, a benchmark kind of
game.
Is this kind of not a good thing, like early on, to kind of have a couple of benchmarks that say, hey?
Well, hard to say. Like, I look at these games, I guess what's more troubling for me is, you know, we've played a couple games that were in the balance. We were losing the Chicago game 2-1 in the third, and we were losing this game 2-0 in the third. Both periods, I thought for the most part, we dictated some of the play or most of the play in the third in Chicago, and I thought tonight we had a lion's share of the chances. Now, did they play a little more defensively? They probably did. But what I might, what's troubling for me is, so I guess in the benchmark side of things, we could play with them. I thought we could excel against them. And the issue is, why didn't we do that for the first and second in both games? And so, you know, that's what, as a staff, and maybe it's growing pains. Maybe we're just still, you know, we got a lot of puppies on the bench, and they, they're competitors, but a lot of they haven't, you know, Vladimir Nemetskov hasn't seen the San Jose Sharks. John Duhan hasn't seen the San Jose Sharks. You know, all the other guys have only seen them twice. They're big, strong, fast team, and it's just, I think our desperation level in for these couple have not been where we need them. But for pretty much most of the year, though, like, we've had some pretty good starts. Like, we've come out so do I chalk this up to an aberration, and maybe next game we're flying, and because this does happen in 82 games. I can't never sit here and come down on our team because we've had a couple slow starts. These guys have battled hard, and they've played extremely well. You seem to, you know, sometimes all of us, we seem to be a little bit nearsighted and just think right away, well, what happened today? When I look back and I say, well, a lot of good things have happened so far. But, you know, now it's two games in a row. We got to make sure we nip this in the bud.